Oh, Larson's got great hair.
Great hair?
Great hair, dude.
No way.
Great hair. You didn't see that? You didn't think looking at Bella Larson? I was just looking back at our interview with him, and I'm looking at this hair, and I'm like, you wouldn't agree that's not fantastic hair?
I mean, every time we interview somebody, I think of your antics and how you just, you know. You know how you do.
What does that mean? What do I do?
You know.
What do I do?
Now all of a sudden you're not familiar with your work.
But what does that mean in this term, talking about his hair?
It's good looking hair. Just wanted to reflect on it.
No, Leroy, like what do you mean by that?
I'm just saying in general. Oh. We have guys and then all of a sudden he becomes professional Tobes.
Yeah.
My first question to him was,
didn't you say something about Pat Riley?
Yeah, my first question to him was, would you agree with the statement Pella Larson has better hair than Pat Riley? And he said, of course not.
Yeah, of course not. That's right.
Stupid.
Got it. You know why? Because you know what he thinking. Mm-hmm. Got to stay hydrated, champ.
That munion.
He ain't messing with Pat. Don't mess with Pat Riley.
I am looking forward to seeing the new scoreboard tonight at the arena.
Ooh,
that's right.
Fireball. Yeah, we're broadcasting, J-Fig.
Fireball.
Very nice.
Be on the air tonight at 6. I'll be on the air tonight at 6. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are evacuating to New Orleans for their game. They're going to practice there this week.
All right.
The Hurricane Milton is now a Category 5 storm.
Not good.
They're saying on Twitter that this might be the storm to start the whole trend of saying Category 6.
That's how big it is?
Sheesh. That's how it keeps progressing.
Every hour, it seems like the speeds get quicker.
Can't trust Twitter, though.
That's fair.
Very scary.
That's fair.
Here's what's scary. The scary part of all this is how it went from this may be a developing to will develop to Category 5.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that once it touches land,
it goes this way.
Well, yeah, it goes up, but also it loses strength, which always happens, but like,
if it goes the other way, it could gain strength. But if it goes out into the Atlantic, maybe not.
I don't know. That's
because the Gulf water is warmer.
Yeah, these runnings are pretty scary. By the way, Whiskey Stars and Cigars postponed on Wednesday. For those who are planning to go out, we'll give you a date the next time we have it.
We'll get it in.
We'll have great, safe fun.
The Panthers canceled.
Oh, by the way, Jennifer, we're not done.
Uh-oh.
We're not done.
Say less.
The Panthers canceled their ring ceremony tonight for the fans at the arena. They're going to do it privately at the practice facility. So I believe we'll still get a look at the rings tonight on social media and whatnot. Media is attending and whatnot.
I was going to go upset by that.
Yeah.
I was going to go.
It's farther than work.
Well, she was going to be there. She was going to be there halfway through. That's what she meant.
Yeah.
After a couple training.
Solid.
Okay, Mr. I don't love Jalen Waddle.
I didn't say that. I won't let you slander me. I will not let you slander me. I did not say that.
I think you said it.
You know, people keep sent. Now I'm getting sent. A lot of people are sending me tough catches.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
They say.
What? What now?
The Tua ball.
Keep pitching it.
Oh,
the Tua ball placement's on point, dude.
Okay.
On point.
Never enough for this guy.
Hey, I tell you what. Moments like this where people should appreciate Tua a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When you realize what he actually does.
So
now, I hope he don't come back slinging it, like, carelessly. What I mean?
I do. Get your Cam Ward on.
Yeah.
Let it rip.
Slang that.
Panthers, so they'll get the rings tonight, but not for the fans. But we'll get a look at the rings tonight, it seems like. The opening night is tomorrow. Just for programming notes on everybody, Heat preseason against the Hornets. That's tomorrow on 560 WQAM. Panthers, Bruins, 104.3. The Shark tomorrow night is where you can hear that as the Panther season gets underway. They got Boston tomorrow. Then they're on the road all the way up until the 17th. So I got a 5-game road trip for the champs right out of the gate.
Really?
Yep.
Seems like they should be at home for longer than one game. It probably would have been a 6-game road trip if they didn't win the championship.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Probably. But listen, Palmer's going to tell him, breathe out your nose, not your bleep hole, you know?
That might be one of the... And here's the crazy thing.
Wisdom.
It makes sense.
Like one of the best messages.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Don't tighten
up. What would Socrates say to that?
He would say, that Paul Maurice might be on to something.
Yep.
He says, I agree.
I think after Tyler Huntley had the ball snapped 25 yards behind him, I think Mike McDaniel was breathing out his bleep hole.
Right.
I think that's what
this is what it is. The facts are the facts. You're the worst.
He's good. That's a guy I can't believe I ever doubted. Now I love him. Champion. Genius.
What?
He knows how to handle a locker room, dude. You could just tell.
Not right, dude.
Because he knows, he lets the players be the players, but he knows when to turn it up a little bit, you know? Picks his spots.
I'm sorry,
wisdom.
What are you talking about?
Paul Maurice.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of this, Mike McDaniel in Florida Panthers. Was Mike McDaniel in the docuseries?
Was he in the docuseries?
I'm seeing clips of him apparently in the docuseries, like banging the drum apparently or something like that.
Was that maybe in the Panthers championship one? Because I didn't watch that
one.
Which
one was on Amazon?
The one on Amazon.
Yeah, the one on.
I don't recall seeing him.
Face off.
I don't recall it, but maybe he was. I don't know. I don't remember that. It was very Kachuk centric.
Wow.
Because it was basically following him. That was the big thing.
Yeah. Someone on Twitter. Oh, my God. Okay. There's literally a hand in his face. But you have to be really searching for Mike McDaniel to find it. I'm going to put up the screenshot here. Apparently, he can be seen in the Amazon documentary series or docuseries Face Off.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's just attending a game.
He's just attending this, so like he doesn't have a cameo or anything like that.
Like based on
minus one for bringing this up.
You know what? That's fair. Wait till you see the picture, and then I will take a show's first double minus one.
Minus one.
When you see the picture that the guy posted,
you got a double minor.
Mike McDaniel can say no, that's not me, and who would necessarily know? I just don't like to see him happy in public places.
Why?
Knowing that the season started the way that it did. I told you, a little less fun, Mike McDaniel. Maybe a little bit more. Where's your family? You don't ever attend these games with your family.
But that was last season.
Fair.
He's got a 4-year-old. That's
you about to get a 3-peat.
Look at this picture, right?
Yeah, I want you to get 3, actually.
That's the thing that you wanted me to see?
No, that's just...
Sorry, yeah, that one slipped by me. I apologize.
Understandable. Wow, this picture here.
Minus one.
But you can tell by the watch. Totally.
I'm actually surprised that
you can tell by those thick glasses.
Yeah.
You think they purposely put that there? Like,
just to what, anger you?
Just to specific. Look at the Dolphins. Can't even get a win.
I feel like, Patriots. How did that get by you, though? Because you're pretty...
That's true.
Just did.
Tobin, can I just tell you, Tobin?
What's up, dude?
That is the creepiest look. Like, look at you.
You're pretty attentive.
Like, what are you doing? Know,
I was onto those two because I knew they were blowing it by signing somebody.
Look, he's got that look like, I'm on to you.
I'm on to you, dudes. You guys are sitting here. You guys think you know what you're doing?
Staring. Like, you know, normally Tobin has this bleep-eating grin on. That's like serious, serious Tobes. Like, look, he looks crazy.
Like you smelled something.
Well, there was a photo captured at the end of a game that, I don't know, maybe a bit more revealing than mine, but a little less angry than Tobin's. This is Stephon Diggs after the game with a little side eye here.
Sasha. Wow.
Little side eye.
Do you think this is just an angle thing, or is this?
He's
like,
looking at him like, you know, you got concussed.
I don't think that's what he's thinking.
He's trying to check on him. You think that's what you're saying?
I think what
did
he's thinking.
Did they even dab each other up?
They did. It was very brief, but then everybody slowed it down to Stephon Diggs giving him the.
Means
nice 9 for 30 today.
You know, Toby, contrary to popular belief, everybody doesn't act like you. Right? You think that's what Stephon Diggs was thinking?
Some do.
So now you can give yourself 3 minus 1s, Marcos?
Yes.
Actually, give yourself 4 because you're talking to somebody else during the segment.
No, Toby, do you hear like an alarm going on?
I do hear something, actually, now that you mentioned that.
So minus 1 to you, Jay. You're not even concerned for our safety, exactly. Jennifer. Safe in the confines of your goth dungeon.
You would never know because you know.
I'm so sorry. What? Don't come after me.
Yep. You started it.
True.
You're the one say, give yourself a minus 4.
You yell at Frog.
I'm sorry. He's always out here trying to talk to somebody else during the segment.
And I wasn't the one. You know, by the way, this whole Jalen Waddle thing was her idea. She said it in the chat this weekend during the game.
Whoa, I do
she
remember
goes,
that.
Oh, lobster hands Waddle.
Oh, that's what she said.
That's what J-Fig said.
I do remember.
Man, it was tough. I was. You don't want to know
lobster
why, though.
Hands.
She doesn't like birds. Waddle, penguin. Birder.
Is a penguin a bird?
What?
Yeah, flightless. Yeah, flightless bird.
Yeah.
That's why I like them. They can't fly.
Can't fly away.
Well, yeah. It's funny how you seem to clip the ones that can't fly. They clip my wings. Here comes the murderer.
Once the wings are gone, it's curtains.
First of all, look at this. Look at this.
What is that?
Fat cat?
Yeah.
Oh, Sanders?
Fat
cat Sanders. Yeah.
You, Marcos.
Of course, because Jason Sanders doinked off, a 41-yard field goal?
Marcos is fat cat daddy.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you said it. We all knew it.
We know what you,
we knew what you meant.
I mean.
Take a break. Back after this. Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love.
So take a look what you've done. Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You playing the one with the rap?
Nope, this one is the normal album version, so she can let all of her skills show.
Jennifer, can you explain why T-Swift is releasing all of her music a second time?
Yeah. Please.
Sure. Because Scooter Braun.
Ah.
I believe he purchased Big Machine Records, which is where she was signed. And then she was trying to buy back her
catalog.
Her catalog, and he just didn't want to. So then all her hard work and all her earnings were going to him, mostly or whatever. And so Kelly Clarkson one day just suggested, why don't you just re-record all your albums and just change some like a little part of it? That way it's yours again and it's legal, and then that's exactly what she did.
So what about all those old songs? Like, do they disappear or are they still available?
No, they're still there.
Them, but
they're still there.
That's why it's Tay-Tay's version, dude.
What?
That's why it's Tay-Tay's version, dude.
Right. That's what
that's why it's CD.
So when you see a song, it'll say Taylor's version.
Right.
Yeah.
Remastered.
Ah, okay.
And then, so what
you should know this as an artiste. Like, don't you have your own album?
Yeah, another one coming out, single, slated to release October 30th of this month. I appreciate you bringing that up. Thank you.
What's it called?
It is called Grow Up.
That's funny. What a hell of a song to put on this show. Yeah. Grow up.
Because the lines Peter Pan in any of that, in any of the lyrics.
We're really good to wear on this.
Sorry, to answer Dolphin Kane, you would think the older ones are worth more. Sure.
No, but her supporters are only going to buy the new stuff.
Exactly, because they know the whole story. But now she's also adding songs that were unreleased during that time
to the new album.
Once even more, but the unreleased ones are never that
great. That's why.
And we love listening to the unreleased ones.
That's why the new album was kind of
meh.
Because she's doing all that other stuff.
She ran out of ideas.
That's right.
No.
Had to rely on those unreleased tracks, if you know what I'm talking about.
I'm surprised that now artists are collabing with every other artist.
Nah.
So I'm surprised she hasn't done more of that.
She doesn't do it because she just wants all her music to be fully hers. Like, she has collabs, very minimal, but... Right. She also doesn't want, like, she just wants it to be her music. She wants to write it. She wants to do everything.
Yeah.
She's involved in every part.
She's a billionaire. So, like, yeah.
But she's also very creative, so.
Yeah.
Except this last album.
All right. So back to Grow Up. Back to Grow Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, who cares about that song?
You know what? The irony of the name of that song on this show is hilarious. Grow Up.
Look, I do think we all need to grow. For example, I understand you need more than mobility to play quarterback. That's how I've grown.
No, really? Really? Yes. Because it might help if you could throw a damn pass.
Yes. Tobin needs to grow up about his opinion on Jalen Waddle.
I don't have an opinion. I asked a question.
Oh, dude, we know what you're doing.
Don't hide behind a question.
What? Okay.
You know what? You know what? You're like the reporter that goes, the question had to be asked.
It is a question that has to be asked. I just want to know if you guys. So you guys, I just want to be clear here. I'll take the hits, but you guys got to be honest with me.
Okay.
You haven't thought that either?
No, because Dave South sent us a picture where you catching a tough ball.
No, we didn't.
Who sent that picture?
You thought that was a tough one.
Hmm. You know what? I would like you to jump your ass up in the air and catch a ball with all the stuff that could happen to you when you hit the ground.
Asking somebody who doesn't do the tasks of somebody else as a deflection of winning an argument is not winning an argument. It'd be like asking me, like, Leroy, you all the time will rip customer service because it's not done up to snuff. Why is the response ever, why don't you try and do it?
It's not my job.
Exactly. It's not my job to go catch footballs. That's Jalen Waddle's job.
It's not your job and it's not your expertise. How in the hell can you comment on whether somebody's doing a good job or not?
When I'm watching the game,
you're a football expert.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Just want to be clear. When you've ordered food or you have built something at your house or you need something fixed, all of a sudden you're an expert at it?
No, but I want what I pay for when I pay for it.
Okay.
So that's the issue. The issue is never how they do the job. It's the fact that they do the job on their.
But you can't comment. You can never comment.
That's not what I'm promising.
You can never comment on a poor job done. Never.
You're saying Jalen Waddle did an expert? Poor job.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Tyreek did an excellent job.
I didn't say that.
They were 29 yards apart.
Tough yards, though. Yeah, tough.
With a quarterback that hasn't had 200 yards passing.
All right. I'm just, you know.
So what are you expecting?
I'm not expecting anything.
How many yards are you expecting Waddle to have when
dare I ask a question about him? How dare?
Again, I'll ask my question again.
Yep.
You're on a team that hasn't had 200 yards passing.
Right.
And you're complaining about a receiver. There ain't much action there, boss.
No, but the action that has there, boop, right off the hands. Just asking to haul one in.
Look.
And you, the expert that you are, have determined what balls he should be catching.
I'm asking it, how come the tough ones never get drawn in? That's it. When Tyreek got that ball, but we all saw him jump, we're like, whoa, tough catch.
Maybe Waddle don't have those hops.
Maybe he doesn't. That's why I asked the question. But you want to, because I dare to ask a question about Jalen Waddle.
A question in one of your tones.
In what? Excuse me? In one of my tones.
You know one of the tones.
Nobody else has noticed it, but apparently nobody ever, because we all just look at this through penguin colored glasses.
So you must be the football expert.
It has nothing to do with expertise. That's why I asked the question.
I'm looking at this team, and before I start talking about making hard or difficult catches, I would like to see more than 200 yards passing.
Yeah, it was you.
How about that?
Let me just say this. It was not a mere hours ago on this show that you
had more yards rushing than passing.
You looked a mere hours ago on this show. You admitted to looking at Gary Anderson and being like, you had one job. You're not a kicker.
I didn't tell him that, though, because I fumbled a ball.
I'm not telling this, but I'm not telling this to Jalen Waddle. I'm merely asking the question.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Steven, we don't need your little sideshow. We don't need your comments. Pipe down.
What were his comments?
A bunch.
A lot of people.
He got Twitter thumbs.
No, Leroy's mad because a lot of people are sending in boxed in emojis because I boxed him in.
I'm not boxed in. I'm not boxed in. Because what you're saying is totally different than what I'm talking about. If I go to customer service and see four people standing behind the counter and nobody helps me, that's poor customer service.
You don't know how the deli is run.
I don't have to be an expert on customer service.
You haven't run a Publix.
They are there for one reason.
Have you run a Publix?
Customer service.
Have you run a Publix?
But I will tell you this. You can't determine what balls Waddle should and shouldn't be catching.
Why not?
Because you don't know the difficulty of them.
I know they're difficult.
I hadn't noticed it.
When we're watching sports every single Sunday, whether you played sports or not played sports, would you not agree it's hard or not hard to determine which things are harder to do?
You lost me.
Is it harder to hit a wide open shot, Leroy, or a double contested shot? If I have two defenders draped over me.
It's harder. Double contested.
Okay. So I'm not, it's not like I'm sitting here being like, oh, the wide open one, that one is samesies as the one that he has to jump up and get over a defender. I understand it's tough. He's paid and thought of as one of the best receivers in the league. And I just have a question of.
Correct. With any particular play you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, these were actually not even tough ones. These were ones like right over the middle. I was like, you know, pick your guy up there a little bit. I understand there's traffic. I understand. But like, haul that in, baby. Pick up the offense. You're Jalen Waddle. You need everybody. With no Tua, you need everybody to pick it up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, here comes downpour. The gods are angry with me.
Yeah.
Feel like Floki.
They're out there like, he's lying.
How dare you smite Jalen Waddle?
Ba-boom!
Guy is the most beloved player. I think he's more loved than Dan Marino.
Hey, on the weather front, isn't it weird rain? It really doesn't rain hard. It just rains constant.
I don't know. This was
it rained here all night.
But not like...
And it had like moments of like very strong and then very...
But it was mostly like just a constant rain.
Yeah.
I got my update from my buddy who actually studied weather in college. Which, take it for what you want.
Here we go. Sure. Jalen Waddle, 3rd and 13. Jalen Waddle muffs ball, has actual flippers for hands as if he were a penguin.
No.
That was my note.
What are you reading?
Weird.
He's reading nothing.
No, I swear. I'm reading.
I want to see.
No, you don't get my documents.
Oh,
exactly.
You don't get my documents.
Private documents.
You're an editor of the facts, JFig. I can't trust you. Who knows what you're going to do?
Who knows what you're going to
do? Who knows what you're
going to do? Who'll be mad at you for lashing out on me?
She's right. I'm telling you.
Take a break. Back after this.
It's crazy.
Alright, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's been a Monday Football Rewind brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology? With Chevy trucks, you're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. My all right goes to Raheem Mostert. Hell of a comeback. Needed him.
All right.
Needed your leading touchdown score from last year to help spark things. It was good to see Mike McDaniel get the run game going for the Miami Dolphins. And much needed. Ugly win, but stay afloat.
Were you shocked that Raheem Mostert made that much of a difference? Or was it the Patriots? Like, I'm trying to, because it seemed like the running game got going when Raheem was in there and kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just think A-Chan, you know, maybe he's just, I mean, he's tiny. You know, he is small. I mean, like, it's maybe better with, like you've always said, there's a difference between just handoffs and just touches. Maybe he's just a better guy, like, using out in that passing game and stuff like that
maybe
than he is.
Maybe he can use his speed a little bit better because he has the ability to go up inside, too.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Probably shouldn't, because he was good last year. He was very important to the team.
Right.
But it was very helpful. My oh no goes to Brock Osweiler, dude. You ruined that Canes game, dude.
Wow.
Should have been a game for the ages, and this guy's sitting here boo-hooing about a targeting call. Go to hell, Brock Osweiler. I thought we were done with you. Enough already. That's my own.
He probably never got targeted. Nobody could reach his head.
Oh, no.
Big-ass giraffe. What's your all right and oh, no, Leroy?
So, again, my all right is, you know, for those who stayed up and watched the Canes game, for whatever reason, kudos to you.
Thank you.
All right. Right?
Thank you very much.
It takes a hell of a fan to still think you got a chance. Down 35-10, and your team just not looking right. So kudos to you guys. Kudos to to the Canes, because that was tremendous. And at the end of the year, you're gonna look back on this, and you're gonna say, like, the games at the end of the season are important, but not as important as these games that they weren't playing their best football and they were able to pull one out. My oh no.
Hmm?
Mark Sanchez.
Dude, oh no.
Like, that might be, in all of my years of watching football, I've never even heard of an accidental one get out. And then you can also be the damage is done. Don't then come back and say, shin. We know what you meant. We know what you meant. Stop it. So, yeah. Like, and yeah. It was hilarious. I mean, it caught everybody on TV off guard, because isn't there a delay?
I don't know.
I guess we going live. But then you could always say, hey, Pat McAfee cusses all the time.
Well, that's fair. That was like people who were talking about Cam Ward, because Cam Ward was cursing up a storm when he got on the Sports Center. I'm like, you guys employ Pat McAfee. And right. It was 2:30 right. In the morning. Like, the kids weren't up.
In that, but I will say this. It has made that portion of sports more entertaining when the guy talks about sports like we do.
Yeah.
Right? So...
J-Fig? All right. Oh, no.
My all right will also go to the Canes. I feel like
right.
You guys only spoke about it for like the first hour. And I think for a whole comeback like that, they deserve more love. My gut instincts told me to stick it out and continue watching the game.
What were and you doing they were on right. the side? You must have been doing something.
Yeah, you were doing something. You were you? You had a mosh pit.
Where were you? Where were you?
I was home.
You were home by who are you watching the game with?
Scooby.
So you.
Thank you.
You telling me that you just
my
sat
gut
up,
instinct told me it's you, not over, I believed in my listen, team.
You know you're my girl, and you know we think it's thieves and all this stuff. But I think sometimes
I promise.
All right. All right. I'm going to take your word for it. Look at the smirks. Look at the smirks.
What smirks? Tobin's?
What?
Marcos don't believe you one bit.
I know she was up, and I know she was watching the game.
JFix has some weird sleep hours. She'll be texting us like randomly. I don't know what her sleep pattern is. It seems to normally be, it seems to be up 10 to 2, go back to sleep, and then wake up at like 11 to stay up until 6 in the morning, but then there's trains, so she's not getting into traffic.
Gotta watch out for that.
She's kind of like a vampire.
Yeah. It's different.
That's why, look, it's always dark in my room. There you go. My oh no goes to this whole hurricane and this weather situation.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Normally, Floridians are very nonchalant. They don't really care about the news and when hurricanes are coming. But I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little worried.
Yeah.
Because it's all the rain before the storm. And
mind
then
you,
when the storm comes, right.
With the rain that's happening right now, the facility for the Florida Panthers, it's flooded.
Well, I mean, it's
east of 95, which I brought. Remember, I brought up that question.
It's not a well-built parking lot either.
Like, why are we?
Well,
building?
Imagine with that. Imagine with that little rain. What we're about to experience. It's right. A little
remember,
scary, guys.
I told you. Remember, in June, I had to go get fines in my truck. The water was up to the hood.
I just got a text that Palm Beach schools are closed Wednesday, Thursday. So.
Oh, so they give me a 2-day heads up.
Yep.
Wow.
You know what that means? I'm going to be home with Teaspoon.
Froggy, what do you got for us here, buddy?
My all right obviously goes to the Canes, but also to what I was doing at the time that allowed me to watch the Canes game, which was for the first time ever successfully attend Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh!
Right? How was that?
It was just as cracked up as a lot of people talk about. You know, it is... very scary, very entertaining experience, good food, good time.
Oh, you're not allowed to wear costume, right?
No, you're not allowed to. Yeah, safety right. issue. And I've heard
like mainly
stories.
You can't wear all right. a mask for the most part.
Yeah, specifically a mask is what they're worried about. And I've heard, you know, some stories of what they used to do in the past. I'm glad they have more rules and regulations preventing them from, like, touching you or... doing anything, because it allowed me to, like, you know, appreciate the experience without feeling like, you know, is this going to be...
Did you get scared?
I did. Yeah, I got scared. I definitely did.
Do you scare easily?
I wouldn't say easily, but I wouldn't say I'm that tough. But nonetheless, there were times where it's like, they know that... I felt like I was reading a defense, like a read option. It's like,
it's
okay,
not like that.
I see you going this way for sure, so mm-hmm. that's why they trick you. And then you look and you're like, oh, you're not there. And then they're right here behind you. So they have two options to scare you each time.
That's the only thing that scares him are running out of flies and new shoes.
Or used shoes.
No,
he loves used shoes.
Why? Do you have any?
Sure. Okay.
Do you have any on you right now?
No, I don't.
All right.
What's your oh no?
What's on those piggies right there? My oh no.
My feet.
Oh no goes to Tobin.
What?
That's right, dude. For your slander of Jalen Waddle and for your lying last segment, dude. I know that you messed up the word dude, and I was going to find it. This is from last segment when he was talking about Taylor Swift.
That's why it's Tay Tay's version, dude.
What was that?
What did you talk about? Dewey Decimal
System? I was up at the line and I moved. I'm like, I hope nobody saw that.
Wait. There's nothing worse than that left tackle that flinches and he tries to hold it. He's going.
Oh, he got me. Damn it.
Can you play it again?
That's why it's Tay Tay's version, Dewey.
Wait, so you put the D and the U and Dewey. Switched spaces with the D.
I don't know what words it is. Dewey, do your job better, Jalen Waddle. That's why it's Tay Tay's version, Dewey.
And then I was like, what'd you say? And he's like, I said, dude. And I was like, okay, we'll see.
No, you got to do it like you do me.
Yeah, I was being attacked by all sides at that time, but you know.
Here you go. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. All right, that's our show today, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I did mine. Yeah, I did mine, baby. Red, white, and pink game tonight. Kaseya Center, 6 o'clock. Might be the last thing we do that's recreational for a couple days. So if you guys are down there, I'll see you there. Our preseason coverage of the Heat will begin tomorrow against the Charlotte Hornets. You can hear that on 560. Panthers, they will be on 104.3 The Shark for opening night against the Bruins. No Whiskey Stars and Cigars. That is postponed. So keep an eye on that. But again, if you guys want scrimmage coverage tonight, 6 p.m., Solana will get going. And we'll have that for you right here on 560. The rest of you rascals, be safe. Don't punch anybody in the face over some water at Publix. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. That's why it's Tay Tay's version, Dewey. Or a newer model.
Yeah.
But there's more miles on the odometer. I'm a little shook right now. I got to be honest with you.
I'm like fiberglass.
Whoa. You're what?
This guy is fiberglass.
Should we give Spoke credit for pulling wire strings?
It don't matter when it was. Whoa. It don't matter when it was played.
Oh, no.
Loretta Lynn died.
Hope you mother have a good day.